Tonight we're going to discuss the issue of shopping for a kula. One of the things that we're told about when we ask shailas is that when you ask a shaila and you get an answer, that's your answer. You can't go around looking for a kula. I've noticed recently, not only do a lot of people go shopping for a kula, but as someone who answers a lot of questions, I notice a lot of people go shopping for a chumrah. Very often, it probably relates to a certain level of OCD or whatever, that people get very, very nervous about kulas that they're given, and they need to make sure that really it's that they're allowed to be makel, and they'll go shopping for a chumrah. Is there an issur of asking a shayla to one rabbi, then going to another rabbi and asking the very same shayla again? And if there is an issur, what exactly is that issur? So as far as I'm aware, there are probably more gemaras than this, but there are four gemaras that I'm aware of in Shas that discuss this topic. In Nida Daf Chafam Beis, which is probably the primary sugya, the Gemara tells a remarkable story that Yalta brought blood to paskin on her nidus to Rabba Barbachana, and Rabba Barbachana said, "It's Tamei, sorry, you're a Nida." She then brought that same blood to Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda, and he said, "You're Tahar, no problem." So the Gemara asks, wait a second, how was the second rabbi, Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda, allowed to do that? Vatanya, we have a brisa, Chacham Shetime, Ein Chaveru Rashi L'Tayer, Osar, Ein Chaveru Rashi L'Hatir. If a Chacham paskins L'Chumra, a second Talmud Chacham is not allowed to paskin L'Kula, in the same Shaila. You're not allowed to do that. So how was the second Talmud Chacham, Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda, allowed to do that? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer, the Gemara says, is that originally he was Metame also. He said, look, he kept his opinion to himself and said, if you got your answer of Tamei, it's Tamei. But then she told him, no, you don't understand. I always see this color dam. I always bring it to the first rabbi, to Rabbi Bar Chana, and he always tells me it's Tar. And today he had a headache and he wasn't seeing things straight, so he obviously just got confused, and that's why he said it was Tamei. So that's why the second rabbi was able to say that it was really Tar, because the first rabbi was just confused. He had Chash Be'ine, he had some sort of eye ache that he couldn't see things properly. Second answer the Gemara gives is that Agamre Samach, that he had a tradition that this is Tahar. So what's he supposed to do? Lie and say that it's Tahar? He had a tradition that this is Tahar. He had such a strong tradition from his Rebbeim that this is Tahar. That's one Gemara. Now, notice from that Gemara, who's the emphasis? There are two basic Chakiras in the whole Sugya, in this whole discussion. Two basic Chakiras are, number one, who's the Isser on? Is it an Isser on the Rabbi to paskin a Shaila that's already been paskin? Or is it an Isser on the Shoel to ask a Shaila that they've already had paskin for them? And number two, why is it Asr? Whoever the Isser is on, what's the reason for the Isser? So from this first Gemara, clearly the Isser seems to be on the Rabbi, because the Gemara says, how could the second Rabbi do it? And gives two explanations why the second Rabbi was allowed to do it. Gemara Nevel Dezara, Dav Zayinam and Aleph, not as clear that it's on the Rabbi. Gemara says, HaNishal L'Chacham V'Timei, Lo Yishal L'Chacham Yitaher. That which was asked to a Chacham, and he was metame, you should not ask to a chacham to be metaher. So the Rishonim are medayik. What does hanishal mean? Nish, it should be hashoel, someone who asks a shayla. So first of all, there are plenty of places in Shas where the word nishal really means shoel. In Sanhedrin Samachay, we talk about nishal ba'ovi yadoni. In Yumadaf Ayin Aleph, e nishalin burin v'tumim elamelech. And it's clearly talking about the shoel. So it could very well be that it's talking about the shoel, that someone who asks a question to one chacham and gets a chum cannot ask that question to a second chacham, or the way Tosa Nida points out, maybe it's not an Isser on the Shoel. Maybe it's only, that's why it says Hanishal. The Isser is only on the chacham, but a Shoel can ask however many people he wants, and says Tosa Nida, that's best. It's always best to ask as many people as possible, because then you're going to get a much clearer picture of the halacha, and if someone got something wrong, you'll get all the rabbis to argue with each other about it, and to have Pilpula Shel Torah, and they'll have a Melchamta Shel Torah, and they'll come out with the truth in the end of the day. And isn't that what we're all here for? We're all here for the truth. It's just that the rabbi is not allowed to say, oh, that first rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about, he's wrong in the halacha, and give you a different psak. What he should do is say, well, wait a second, let me talk to him and see what he was thinking. And hopefully through that, you'll come out with the MS. Tosfos Nida says that's the best case scenario. And that's why it says, Hanishal. Tosfos Avodah Zarah says, no, Tosfos Avodah Zarah and Dav Zayin over there says, you're not allowed to ask the second rabbi, even the person who's asking has an Isser, you're not allowed to ask the second rabbi unless you tell the second rabbi that you've already asked and had it answered by the first rabbi. If you tell the second rabbi it's been asked and answered, but you're curious about what his opinion is, or maybe if he wants to have this discussion with the first rabbi himself, then you're allowed to do it. But you're not allowed to go to him and just ask it as if you're asking him the Shaila, and it's the first time you're ever asking the Shaila. But Tosos in both places seems to assume asking multiple times is a positive thing. It's a good thing to do. There's a Gemara in Chulin Mem Dalar and Beis, doesn't add much to the discussion, we'll skip that for now. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Tesam and Beis that also has a strange story. The Gemara tells us that there was a guy that had a Din Torah against him, and they went to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi for the Din Torah. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was mechayev them to pay the money, and they paid half the money, and then the Balei Din sued them for the other half, but this time they sued them in the basin of Rabbi Chia. And Rabbi Chia said, nah, you were never chayev to pay any of the money. You were pater. I hold you were pater. So they said, oh, good. So we can get the first half of the money that we paid. We can get that back since you all that were pater. So Rabbi Chia says, no, kvar horazakein. It's already been paskin, so that half has to stay. You gave that half. So it's a very strange Gemara. Because manavshach, if Rabbi Chia is authorized to paskin in this case, then he should be able to undo the previous psak. And if he's not authorized to paskin in this case, then how what's he doing? How's he paskin in the case that it's already been paskin? So that's also a very very difficult Gemara, and over there for some reason the Gemara doesn't ask the question. So that's a very challenging thing to try to figure out what was going on over there that he was allowed to do it. So okay, so we already discussed one Chakira, who is the Isseran? The other Chakira is, why is there an Isser to have a Shaila Paskin twice? Rashi Maseches Nida there in Daf Chav says, because of the Kvodo Shel Rishon, the honor of the first rabbi. It's disrespectful to the first rabbi to have a second rabbi come and uproot his Psak. The Ran in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amud Aleph Midah Pe'arif writes that it's that the Torah shouldn't look like two Torahs. You have these machloksim all over the place. This rabbi says Tameh, that one says Tar. It looks like there's not a single Torah that everybody's following. Then the Rush quotes in Avodah Zarah, in the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah, Oz Gimel, the Rush quotes a different reason. Rush says, Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Diyisura, that when I ask a Shaila to a rabbi and he gives me a Psak, I'm accepting his Psak as truth. I'm accepting his Psak as what I'm going to follow. When I make something, when I accept something as Aser, it becomes Aser. Even if I later ask someone else and they say it's Mutter, it becomes Aser. Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Diyisura. Of course, there's major literature on Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Diyisura, the Ketzosin, Simon Lama Dalit, Os Dalit, Truma Sakri. Okay, Simon Aleph, there's a lot to talk about the Shavya Nafshei, but now is not the time for that. But what are the nafkaminas, what the reason is? Why do I care whether the reason is Mishum Kvodo Shel Rishon, or the reason is because of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Diyisura? So a lot of nafkaminas. First of all, who's the Yisuran? If it's Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Diyisura, it's an Isra on the Shoel. When I ask the Shaila, I made it also for me. That shouldn't be an Isra on the rabbi. It should only be an Isra on the person who's asking the question. But if it's a din of Kvodo Shel Rishon, well, the second rabbi shouldn't disrespect the first rabbi either. Another nafkamina might be, what if the first rabbi was me, you asked me a Shaila, and then you went to YU and you asked Rav Shechter a Shaila? So what, Mishum Kvodo Shel Rishon, Rav Shechter has to be worried about my kavod? He absolutely does not have to be worried about my kavod. So if the second rabbi is so much greater than the first rabbi, so then it's not, not that you have to go all the way to YU to find someone who's so much greater than me, but I'm just giving an example. So then, so that would not be a problem of Kvodo Shel Rishon. But Shavya Nafshei would be a problem, because if when you asked me the Shaila and I gave you an answer, you were willing to accept that, so then it would be a problem of Shavya Nafshei. Another nafkamina might be, what if you buy a slice of pizza from a store and you say, is this slice of pizza kosher? And I say, no. And then you go to someone else and you buy another slice of pizza from that store, not the same slice. And you say, is this slice of pizza kosher? And that other person says, yes. So is that a violation? So if it's a din of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Yisura, you were Shavya Nafshei that piece of pizza as Isser. But if it's din of Kvodo Shel Rishon, I obviously meant to paskin that the entire store is trade, and then it would still be a bizayin in the kavod of the first rabbi. Another nafkamina might be, what about Bidiyavet? What about if the Shaila was asked already to the second rabbi, can you follow the Psak Lakula now from the second rabbi? So if you say it's a Din Kvodo Shel Rishon, well, you're already pogam in the Kavod by asking the Shaila and having an answer. Now you could follow it, because it's not any greater pogam in the Kavod. But if it's Shavya Nafshe, then even B'dievet, you're not going to be able to do it. Another Nafkamina is, what if you weren't shopping for a Kula? You were shopping for a Chumrah. And the first rabbi you asked was Mekel, the second rabbi you asked was Machmir. So now are you, is the second rabbi allowed to be machmir? If it's a din kvodo shel rishon, well then no, it's a pegamenus covered either way. But if it's a din shavya nafshei chaticha di isura, well over here it was a heter, it was an iser. it was not an Isser. So then it wouldn't be a problem. All of these are potential nafkaminas. Probably, though, if you actually look through the halachos, they're both true. To a certain extent, there's an issue of Kvod HaShel Rishon, and to a certain extent, there's an issue of Shavi HaNafshi Chaticha D'Yisura. Very important Ramah in Simen Reish Mem Beis in Shulchan Aruch that goes through these issues. The Ramah writes in Simen Reish Mem Beis that Ein that Chacham Sha'asar Ein Chaver Rashi Lahati Meshuk Ladas Avlim Yesh Lo Kabbalah Shata'a that if one rabbi paskins something is asr and the second rabbi says I disagree with that analysis, well, that's not good. I'm not allowed to paskin against him. But if not, I disagree with his analysis. The guy said that you're allowed to steal, and I'm pretty sure it says in the Torah you're not allowed to steal. The guy made a mistake in something that's blatant. It's a blatant halacha. So what's called blatant and not blatant? That's a discussion in Chosh Mishpat Simen Chaf Hei. What's called Tabit Var Mishnah? It's Sanhedrin Sugi, not for now. But if it's a blatant mistake, then I am allowed to paskin against the first rabbi. Or if I have a direct tradition otherwise, because remember the Gemara said Agamre Samech. So those were the two answers of the Gemara, that the first one was a blatant mistake, or is Agamre Samech. So then I'm allowed to paskin otherwise. Also, he says, what I'm definitely allowed to do, I may not be allowed to paskin against the first rabbi, but I can give the first rabbi a call and say, look, I want to talk about this shaila with you. This has happened to me many times already, where someone called me up and said, a rabbi told me this and that, and I thought it sounded off the wall. It sounded very strange. So I called up the rabbi. We had a discussion. Sometimes I understood his point afterwards. Sometimes he was moda, that maybe he made a mistake, and that if I could get the first rabbi to be moda, so good. So then I'm allowed to, then we're allowed to together change the psak and give the new psak. That's what the rabbi writes. He says, the Ramah also says that you're not allowed to ask the Shaila a second time unless you tell the second rabbi, like that sheet of Tosos. You have to tell the second rabbi that you already asked the Shaila. Hopefully the second rabbi will then know that he's not allowed to paskin it, that he has to only discuss it with the first rabbi rather than paskin the Shaila. Then the Ramah says, last thing, kol zeh ba'osa hora'a atzma, that's only if it's the same hora'a. Avol b'maisa acher, if a similar story happens again, you're allowed to ask a second time to a different rabbi. If it's a one story, then the same thing happened, but I didn't ask about this time. Let's say a woman was pregnant and she asked her rabbi if she has to fast on a certain fast day. So different rabbis have different traditions about how machmer to be about pregnancy. So she was living in Queens, and she was, I remember when we were in Queens, we davened by Rabbi Arieli. Shul Rabbi Arieli was always makel. Women were always let, kimat, always let eat on Tisha B'Av, whatever. It was never an issue. So now it's Tisha B'Av again. Or let's say she was living somewhere else and she had to fast, and then she moved to Queens. Can she now ask the Shaila to a new rabbi? Can she ask it to a second person? Well, it's a new Tisha B'Av. So the Ramah says, and the situation comes up again, so then it would be a new Shaila that you would be allowed to ask. This is a massive sugya. I just gave you some of the Rashi Prakim. There's a lot more out there. Okay.